The green flag goes at the back. There it is. Engage gear. They'll be told to watch the lights. The lights will go on. Lights will go off. And away we go. And I think that's a brilliant start for Barry Davison. Not a good start for Mike Hose, and not a good start for Ewan Hamilton on the 7 machine from the middle of the second row. With the number 7 bike just couldn't get going. We'll keep an eye on that. But Beth, down to you.
We had down here 59, 4 and 40 leading as the web passes here, Chris.
Yeah, sorry, Beth, I just held that a bit longer there. And I can tell you, for Ewan Hamilton fans, he's going to have clear road because he has got going again on that number 7 machine. He was supposed to be in the middle of the second row, but he has got away, and the leaders will be already in and out, going down towards Ballacagan and down that back straight. The Traveller Marshals and the course cars go past the Zen now. So Ewan Hamilton with a fair bit of work to do in this race. He retired in this one last year on lap number 1 riding his Suzuki, possibly the same machine that he's on here now. So he's at number 7 he is this year. Yeah, the T20, the McPhee fail. Suzuki last year unfortunately failed him quite literally. So he'll be at Ballacagan now, and the leaders will already be near enough, I'm saying, getting down towards Iron Gate and heading towards Ballabeg Hairpin, going past Ballinoris through Joey's Gate, or not literally through Joey's Gate, just to the left hand side of the gate there now, and then hard on the brakes, bumpy on the brakes, and some of these old classic bikes. I know the little Honda RS125s with the disc brakes, they'll be a lot better than the brakes on the old 250s. Then the turn right, hard right it is actually on the hairpin, and now they're heading down towards the tightest part of this 4.25 mile motor hour circuit through Ballawhetstone. They've been trundling through Williams Corner, through the trees, through the hedgerows, past all the little houses and farms, through there, then down and in and out of the Blown Dip, out into the sunlight and into the eyes of our reporter down there, Cross Four Ways, which is going to be Rob Pritchard. This could be a good one, this. Where's Owen Monaghan going to be after lap number 1? Rob?
We wait to see them crest the hill. Here we go. So first two machines into view. Just eked out a little bit of a gap. It's Mike Hose across Four Ways. Owen Monaghan's up to second. What a start for Owen Monaghan. He's up to second here. Then it's number 59, Tucker, and then Barry Davison, the first of the 250s. We've got 47, Daniel Pritchard, number 12, Richard Ford, number 97, Simon Lehane. Then it's Terence Sansom on the 250, Fastan Ackles on a 250. We've got number 29, Martin Tranter on a 125, and number 52, Lee Stanaway, another newcomer, on a 125. There's Ewan Hamilton, who did actually get underway down the start-finish line on this opening lap. Ewan Hamilton on the way through, and then the travelling marshals there. But that's the big news, Chris. He started on the front row, on the fourth row, I should be saying. But he's made it all the way up to second as Owen Monaghan there. Brilliant start. He's now tucked in right behind Mike Hose on the way through Cross Four Ways on this opening lap. And one thing that's a bit of a contrast at the start of this race compared to last year's is everyone had a clean start. I don't know if you recall from last year, where about 95% of the field actually ended up jumping the gun before the lights went out. And I think Barry Davison was left all on his own on the line with his arms aloft looking at the Southern 100 HQ. Anyway, back to you, Chris.
I do remember that, Rob. Yeah, thanks very much for that memory. It's good. And here we go. I think Owen Monaghan, that distinctive line that he has, he's got ahead. So Owen Monaghan is to the front from Mike Hose. It's 0.37. That's all there. 0.037. James Tucker, 59. 40, Barry Davison. 47, Daniel Pritchard. 12, Richard Ford goes through. Another machine interview. 97, Simon Lehane on his little 125 Honda. And 1-2-3 together there now. 52, 94, 73, and there's 7, Ewan Hamilton, Joris Fastenackles, Lee Stanaway and Terence Sansom. They're going to get a shock in a minute because Ewan Hamilton knows how to ride a bike quick around here. So Owen Monaghan on the 16, he leads, and as you quite rightly said, started at the back on row number 4, and he's just got ahead across the line here now, lap number 1. Of 6 for this one. Mike Hose by 0.037 of a second. Then number 59, that's a newcomer, James Tucker. He's 3.9 back off those guys. Then it's 40, Barry Davison, 47, Daniel Pritchard, 12, Richard Ford, 97, Simon Lehane, 52, Lee Stanaway, 94, Terence Sansom, 73, Joris Fastenackles, and 7, Ewan Hamilton. So the 125 leader will be number 16, Owen Monaghan, and the second of the 125s will be number 4, Mike Hose. And the third 125 will be in third place. The top three are 125s. That's James Tucker on the 59 bike. Number 40, Barry Davison, he's in fourth. He's the first of the 250s. In sixth place, number 12, Richard Ford. He'll be the second of the 250s. And by my maths, which is normally not very good, 94. Terence Sansom in ninth place. He's the third 250. Back to Cross Four Ways.
Yeah, one machine I didn't see come through across four ways on that previous lap was the number 29 machine of Martin Tranter on one of the 125s. Wonder if that's a retirement. Here are your two race leaders. It is Owen Monaghan, only just ahead of number four, Mike Hose there. So these two little 125s have just crept away from the rest of the field at the moment. What's it like on the exit? Yep, so all this side by side on the way through is number 59. James Tucker completes your top three across four ways on this latest lap. There's one rider with a leg out here, so this may be a retirement. Number 40, Barry Davidson. 12, Richard Ford on the way through. And number 47 on the way through is Daniel Pritchard. Yeah, Barry Davidson has pulled over here across four ways. That might be his race run already here on the second lap. That could be a potential retirement. We'll keep an eye on that as number 97, Simon Lehane on the 125 comes through. Then number 7, Ewan Hamilton on a 250. And number 52, Lee Stanaway on his 125. Couple of seconds back, bit of a tussle going on here between Terence Sansom and Joris Fastenakkels on the way through. So yeah, we didn't see Martin Tranter on that opening lap as well through cross four ways. So that may have been a retirement. I think he's at cross four ways here on the latest lap as well as the Barry Davidson has pulled over. Yep, looks like that bike's getting wheeled away and down to the barriers. We'll just have to wait and see if he can get it going, or if not, they may have called it a day on that one. But it was Monaghan leading Hose there, still nothing to choose between the two of them, and still the newcomer, number 59, James Tucker, who started on the front row in third. Back to you, Chris.
Oh, it's Slipstream City. It's like being at the Northwest 200. That is Mike Hose and Owen Monaghan tidying together. And it's Mike Hose who leads the way by 0.148 seconds. Some number 16, Owen Monaghan. And there's James Tucker through on 59. He's in third. Quickest lap of the race so far is a 2 minutes 58.994 as Richard Ford and Daniel Pritchard, they go through. And so Owen Monaghan is the quickest lap of the race at 85. Point, beg your pardon, it's not Mike Hose, beg your pardon. 258.759, too many numbers. 85.590. Ewan Hamilton goes through, and he's on a good pace there. He's up into the 81s now, is Ewan. So it is Barry Davidson. We've missed him, obviously, across four ways. And Rob, we said he pulled out there. So Mike Hose leads by 0.148 a second from 16. Owen Monaghan, James Tucker in third. So Richard Ford, he's in fourth place. He's the first of the 250s. 47, Daniel Pritchard, the number 47 bike. He's in fifth place overall. He's the second of the 250s. And number 7, Ewan Hamilton. Now he's got to make up 14 seconds to catch up Daniel Pritchard and Richard Ford. Ewan's laps were 3.08. Richard Ford's laps were 3.08. And Dan Pritchard was 3.10. James Tucker's in the 304s, 304.043, 83.133. So it's Hose, Monaghan, Tucker, Ford, Pritchard, Hamilton, Lehane, Stanaway, Sansom and Fastenakkels still going there. 10 competitors out on the circuit at the moment. They're out on lap number 3, and of course, it's only a 6-lap race. 0.418 between Hose and Monaghan. What's it going to be across four ways?
You say it's only a 6-lap race, Chris, but again, we're seeing a little bit of attrition across the board. Ewan Hamilton, he's made up 5 places on that second lap as well to get himself back up inside the top 6. Here are your two race leaders. It's Mike Hose, bike length or so ahead of number 16, Owen Monaghan. So that battle's still ongoing between those two 125s at the front of the pack. What's it like on the exit? Yeah, Hose has got a good run out across four ways there, just keeping that distance between himself and Owen Monaghan. Here's the newcomer, James Tucker, still running in third here a few seconds further back. What was the gap? It was just over 9 seconds. Tucker was back on Monaghan over on Castletown Bypass. Next interview is the first of the 250 machines. That's number 12, Richard Ford, followed by a second or so back by number 47, Daniel Pritchard on the way through as well. So as the words were tumbling out of my mouth last time here, we mentioned Barry Davidson pulled over across four ways. Wonder if he'd get going again. He was off the bike and he's behind the barriers. So that's his race done. Here's number 7, Ewan Hamilton, who's made up all that ground on the previous lap as well after being as far down as 11th on the first lap. Two more machines to view. Is that two more of the 125s? Yes, it is. So this could be developing into a bit of a joust. It's Simon Lehane, and following close in behind is Lee Stanaway as well. So that's developing into a nice little bit of a contest there as well. To you, Chris.
As the little two-stroke 125 single-cylinder machines head towards us, it's Mike Hose with the lead, just though, from Owen Monaghan, and he's looking to make a move. If Beth can tell Ben if he's made a move there at all, because he's on a mission, is Owen Monaghan now. 86 points, what's that now? Yeah, quickest lap by, oh, Mike Hose this time, 257.642, as James Tucker goes through, 86.128, and Owen Monaghan's lap, 86.121. Mike Hose's lap time, 257.642. Owen Monaghan's lap time, 257.656. Another machine interview. There's number 12, the first of the 250s. That's Richard Ford. And there's 47 going through next. Yeah, Daniel Pritchard, the newcomer. He's in fifth place at the moment. The gap at the front, 0.162. Looking at lap record, is 86. 0.624. So Hose and Monaghan are getting pretty close to that lap record speed now of 86.624. They've done 86.128 for Hose and 86.121 for Monaghan. Ewan Hamilton's just gone through as well. Now he's catching up. He's only got 10 seconds to catch now on Daniel Pritchard. He's got 4 seconds on him on that lap. Has he got enough time? There's what, 3 laps to go? 12. He might be able to catch up. He's in third place overall in his class. 6th on the road. So Hose, Monaghan, Tucker, they're the top three on the road and the top three in the 125 class. And the 250s, Ford, Pritchard and Hamilton. 97, Simon Lehane just gone through. He holds on to 7th place at the moment. And 52, Lee Stanaway, the newcomer, he is in that 8th position. And quickest lap, that lap time, round 4, Richard Ford with a 306.940. And that is an 81.844. But at the front, we've got to keep an eye on this. 0.162 as you go out on lap number 4 to cross four ways.
Yeah, and so they're making their way towards us. There were a couple of developments here on the previous lap we'll come to in a moment, but it's Hose ahead of Monaghan. Still virtually nothing to choose between the two of them on the way through. But we did have another retirement here at Cross Four Ways on the previous lap. Number 94, Terence Sansom, coming to a stop on the exit of Cross Four Ways. Also stopped over here at the moment is number 73, Joris Fastenackles. Both are relatively close together on the road, so don't know if he'll be allowed to go back out. Here's number 59, James Tucker. So no change to your front three at the moment. So both Fastenackles and Sansom stopped here at Cross Four Ways on the previous lap. But it is Hose ahead of Monaghan, still with just around a bike length or so, possibly less between them on the way through Cross Four Ways. So a very similar to story from what we were seeing last time. Tucker in third, then it's the first of the 250s. It's number 12, Richard Ford, on the way through Cross Four Ways, and then a big gap to the next machine coming into view down through the dip and coming towards us. That's number 47, Daniel Pritchard. And closing in just a little bit more is number 7, Ewan Hamilton, who just seems to have made up a little bit of ground there. So Ewan Hamilton just started to close. He was 9 seconds back on Daniel Pritchard on the previous lap, but I think he's closed that. To you, Chris.
As we look up the road once more, and it looks to me like Owen Monaghan's back in the lead again. He is. Owen Monaghan leads from Mike Hose, and Mike Hose has followed that line round. 86.430 that time. Oh, Owen Monaghan getting pretty close to that lap record. Mike Hose quicker that lap too. 86.178. The gap across the line was 0.356. So 0.004 of a second between Monaghan and Hose. Here's Tucker. Sounds nice, the little RS125 Honda. He goes through. That is an 83.810, his quickest lap so far. So Owen Monaghan is pulling out just a little bit there on Mike Hose. And like we said, 2 minutes 57.022, 86.43. Here's Richie Ford. Richard goes through that 250 Bob Jackson Suzuki, sounding well. He's in fourth place there now. He's some 20 seconds back off James Tucker, but he is the leading rider in his class. Ewan Hamilton has gone ahead. Ewan Hamilton has gone ahead of Daniel Pritchard there now. So Ewan Hamilton with his quickest lap on that lap. He's trying the Scotsman, 305.69. Big into his golf as well. 82.395. Ewan up to fifth place, starting from dead last. And well, a long, long way back. So Ewan's done a lot of work there now. Hopefully we'll get to hear the story from him. So 257.022 for Owen Monaghan at 86.43. And Mike Hose, 257.540, 86.178 for Hose. That's Simon Lehane just gone through in the 97 bike. 52 Lee Stanaway, he should be the next machine into our view. We don't want to miss this. They're out on lap number 5, 0.04 of a second between Monaghan and Hose. Cross four ways.
Indeed, just before they get here, just a bit of clarity, obviously. I was just checking to see if Joris Fastenackles would have been allowed to continue. Terence Sansom had already retired here across four ways. The two were relatively close together when they ended up coming to a stop. Fastenackles hasn't continued. It's Mike Hose leading at cross four ways. Ahead of number 16, Owen Monaghan on the way through as well. So Mike Hose, somewhere between Castletown Bypass and cross four ways, has managed to get back out in front. Still virtually nothing to choose between those two little 125s on the way through cross four ways. On this penultimate lap here, we await James Tucker as well, who's still running in third, but he's still dropping some way back. What was it, 19.3 seconds between Tucker and Hose on that previous lap. Here is James Tucker. Good running still from the newcomer there on the 125 through cross four ways. So those are your leading three machines on the way through. I did mention, you mentioned Ewan Hamilton had got ahead of Daniel Pritchard down Castletown Bypass a few moments ago, Chris. I think I also did say that Ewan Hamilton, he was just starting to make up a little bit more ground. So that means he's actually made up, since lap one, he's made up 6 places in this race. Of course, we do have to factor in that there have been a few retirements. Here's the first of your 250s. That's number 12, Richard Ford, on the way through cross four ways. So the first three, a reminder, all 125 machines. That's the first of your 250s. Richard Ford on the way through as well. A few more seconds further back is number 7, Ewan Hamilton, and he's pulled some way clear. To you, Chris.
Lee Stanaway is a retirement into the paddock, sounded like the exhaust has blown up, but here comes Mike Hose and Owen Monaghan. Sound and sweet, Mike Hose back in the lead, 0.827, so that's gone from 0.04 of a lead for Owen Monaghan to 0.08 of a second for Mike Hose to him. Now, that was Mike Hose's quickest lap there, 2 minutes 57.178, 86.354, not as quick as Monaghan's quickest lap of the race. They're out on the last lap, by the way, of 86.43 is James Tucker, the newcomer, on 59. He goes through his quickest lap there on that lap. Well done, James. 301.712, 84.199. But it's Mike Hose that leads Owen Monaghan. So this could be win number 22 for Mike Hose if he keeps this on the tarmac, shall we say, and brings her home, the little 125. And we'll get the story about whose bike it is after the race. And there we are. Richie Ford goes through on the 12 bike. We'll look up the road once more. The next rider interview should be this man, and it is. It's Ewan Hamilton. He's got this thing, and have a listen. Sounds well, does Ewan there? A 305.69, his quickest lap so far. That last lap was not as quick as what he did before, and he is some only 13 seconds behind Richard Ford on the road, and there's somebody having a little look over the shoulder there. That's 47, Daniel Pritchard, just looking to see if there's anybody in behind him. The next rider on the road should be 97, Simon Lane. But it is last lap time that Mike Hose leads Owen Monaghan as he went out on the final circuit of this 4.25 mile Motor Alboland circuit. He leads by 0.827 from Owen Monaghan. What can Owen do on this last lap? Let's get back out to Rob. Last lap.
Yeah, indeed. So as it stands at the moment, we'll have a maximum of 7 finishes from the 12 that started in this. A few retirements, as we've already mentioned. So here we are, last lap. Here are your race leaders. It's Mike Hose, and he's just opened up a little bit more of a gap around 3 or 4 bike lengths to number 16, Owen Monaghan. But make no mistake, Monaghan, he's got a good run into cross 4 ways there. What's it like on the exit? Yeah, Hose has held on to that yet again there. So it's still Hose leading Monaghan at cross 4 ways here. Waiting for the third place machine at the moment. A quick reminder that last time here at cross 4 ways, it was all 125s in the leading trio. It was, of course, that battle that's ongoing between Hose and Monaghan, with Hose leading the way. And here is your current third place, 125, and overall, the newcomer, number 59, James Tucker, on the way through for a final time in this race here at cross 4 ways. Big gap to the rest of the field in behind, but we were hearing from Chris as well that Ewan Hamilton has managed to get that 250 sorted at the moment. He's got himself back up into second in terms of the 250s on the way through. Number 12, Richard Ford, currently the leading 250 out there. The leading 250 from the start was 40, Barry Davidson. He pulled in on the first lap with a mechanical issue here at cross 4 ways. One more machine interview with the field, very spread out on this final lap. Here is number 12, Richard Ford, who leads the 250s. To you, Chris.
It did look tight as he came out of Castletown across the bridge there. Now, are they together? They are together. It's going to be a drag race to the line. Who is going to get it across the line? It's Mike Hose. Mike Hose gets it on the line, but it's Owen Monaghan with the quickest lap of the race. Mike Hose wins by 0.041 of a second. Mike Hose took the win. It looked like Owen was in the lead as he came around Castletown Bridge. I've just seen two bikes flash quickly between the gap that we have to look at, but Mike Hose takes the race win. But Owen Monaghan, 2 minutes 56.537. So it's a pretty good lap there by Owen Monaghan. And a new lap record for Owen Monaghan with that lap, 86.667. Beating his lap from last year, 2 minutes 56.62. That lap he's done there, 2 minutes 56.53, 86.62. The lap record goes up to 86.667. And there is James Tucker going through. He gets that third place. So that's your 3 125s home. What a race. What a cracker to keep this afternoon going. As we look up now, this will be the first 250 home. It is Richard Ford. And Richard brings that machine home. The 12 bike, he finished second overall last year. First in the class. And again, he is first in the class once more. And there's Ewan Hamilton. Wow, what a performance by Ewan, having to push that bike and get it finished. Well done to him to getting it started, to get it home. Gets himself home in fifth place. And he will be second in class. We've got one more to come through to complete the top three in either class, and it should be number 47, Daniel Pritchard. We'll keep one eye on that. We'll keep one ear on what's happening down there. But a win for Mike Hose from Owen Monaghan by 0.041 of a second. As we look up there, another machine blast into the sunlight here on the bypass. And it is, yeah, well done. 47, Daniel Pritchard. So the 3 125s are Hose, Monaghan, and Tucker. And the three 250s are Ford, Hamilton and Pritchard. I know Owen Monaghan won't be too happy that he's second place, having won this race before. And there's number 97, Simon Lehane. He comes through and he completes. And that should be everybody in. And do you know what, Beth? You can tell Mike Hosey, he'll know it himself anyway, that he's the first time he's won round here on a 125. And ask him the question, whose bike is it, Beth?
I'll certainly ask him that. First of all, though, we'll talk to James Tucker, newcomer. Not a bad way to start, eh?
No, it's a great way to start. I was sort of not quite expecting to be up here. And then off the start line, I ended up in the lead. And I just thought, shave my beard, I'm in the lead.
Yeah, we saw you going down there. It was a brilliant start. Your race good overall?
Yeah, it was really good. Obviously, Paul from Moto CJ Imports, like, built a flawless bike. Like, I think I was flattered by the speed of that thing.
Oh, brilliant. Well, it's great to see you here, James. Well done. We'll quickly go over and speak to the second place man, as you say, Chris. Obviously, won it last year, but has got that lap record, which will hopefully ease things a little bit. Owen, how are you feeling?
Yeah, great. That was really good fun. Yeah, loved it. Happy to have got a lap record. That's pretty cool. To be honest, this morning, didn't think I'd be on this bike because we had a last-minute decision to change the engine after we had a bad practice session, hot seizure. Changed the engine this morning. Going out a little bit like worried about what might go on, but bike ran sweet and had an amazing race with Mike, so yeah, sorry there. but had a little go at the last corner, worth a go, but he was on it and he won fair and square, so really good race, loved it.
Oh, brilliant, well done, Owen. We're going to speak to the first place, Mike Hose. Your first 125 win round here.
Yeah, I had to get one on Oversby because he won the last one, didn't he? So we've got to keep them the same.
And this is your daughter's bike?
Yes. It's actually Paul's CJ Moto's bike. The daughter rides it on the other land and for Classic Club, and she's loaned it to me for this.
Well, it was a very good loan, Mike. And again, you know, these machines can be so temperamental, but that looked like it was singing out there.
We jetted it rich, which knocked a little bit of the edge off, but you get a finish, don't you?
You do, and a blooming good finish as well. Well done, Mike.
That was as good a race as with Will, with Owen before. That was brilliant.
Oh, well done, huge congratulations. And we are just about ready for the presentation here. It is the Words and Spaces 250 and 125 Post Classic race. We are going to have the presentation by Business Development Manager for Words and Spaces, Neil Wardrobe. So in third place for this race, an absolutely fantastic finish for our newcomer. Give a big hand to James Tucker. And in second place with that new lap record, which goes some way to ease the fact that he was on the top step last year, Owen Monaghan. And a win on the 125 from Morton, Mike Hose.